Officials say an estimated 5,500 gallons of unleaded gasoline spilled into the water Saturday in the small southeast community of Cake. Cake Tribal Fuel reported the spill around 11 o'clock Saturday morning. Sarah Moore is the state's on-scene coordinator with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
Cake Tribal Fuel noticed on Saturday when they went to open up their facility that there was a strong smell of gasoline, and it led them to discover that there had been a ruptured fuel line that was running underneath their floating dock.
The Coast Guard says all vessels were removed from the harbor and police secured the area. Coast Guard Petty Officer Jeffrey Cruz says first responders in Cake initially put out containment booms around the spilled gas.
But unfortunately, it's not very safe to do with gasoline. It's a very volatile oil and very dangerous to to try and contain. So the state and the U.S. Coast Guard advised them to remove the boom and keep any vehicles or anything that could potentially ignite a spark away from the gasoline. And then we had them lay down fire suppressive fog with fire hoses on the big clumps of gasoline to try and break it up and keep the fumes down.
Cruz says it's possible the flexible fuel line broke because of high wind and waves in the area, but the cause of the leak is under investigation. He says the bad weather also dispersed the spilled fuel.
The tide and the wind and the currents all conspired together to carry pretty much everything out to sea. So we didn't have much to collect anyway. Because the weather conditions, which were pretty bad on Saturday, did a really good job of evaporating the product or taking it out and into open water where it was going to evaporate faster.
The Coast Guard plans to visit Cake to investigate. A phone call to an official with Cake's tribal fuel operation was not returned. DEC is recommending that no one in Cake collect shellfish from the area immediately around the fuel dock.